Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. It is so good to have you with me once again in a year in the Word. Amen. We're coming before God because God is worthy. Amen. He has done great things for each and every one of us, things that we see and things that we don't see. It's amazing the way that the Lord works behind the scenes in our lives, amen, to make things right just for each and every one of us. I give glory to God on today because he continues to do just that. He is my supply. If you heard the word on yesterday, amen, the Lord is our supply. No matter what you have need of, he is your supply. Glory to God. Today, we are reading from Romans chapters 13 and 14, so it will be relatively short on today. Romans chapters 13 and 14. And, of course, as always, I am coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God, and if I should change that, I will let you know. Amen. Romans chapter 13 and 14. Now let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, always giving thanks and praise to you, O God, magnifying you, O God, because you are the Lord God of our salvation. You are the Lord God Almighty. You are the one who is all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing, and omnipresent in all at once. You are that God, the only true and living God, and we humble ourselves before you, oh God, and we give you praise. We give you glory, oh God, and we honor you right here where we are. We humble ourselves, Lord God, under your mighty hand that you might move in the midst of us. Lord God, that you might move in each and every one of the hearers, no matter what is taking place in their lives. Lord God, you are a present help in the time of trouble. Move, oh God. Sweep the trouble from their doorstep and out of the way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, give them the strength to stand in the midst of it all, Lord God, and move so that they know that you have never left them. Your word says you would never leave us nor forsake us, oh God, and we believe you because you are God and not a man that you should lie. Oh God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your wealth, Lord God, and I'm not just talking about stuff. I'm talking about the wealth of knowledge, the wealth of your spirit in us, the wealth, Holy, of salvation, the wealth, the riches, Lord God, that we cannot see and hold in our hands, but that impacts our lives so greatly. We give you glory on today. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for that you're moving even right now. Lord God, there are two that are in the hospital right now, Lord God, and we know that you are moving mightily on their behalf because we have asked, and you told us in your word to ask, hallelujah, and it shall be given, oh, God, and we have asked, Lord God, that they be healed. We have asked that they be saved. We have asked that they rise up from their sick bed, Lord God, and we believe it is so even right now. We just thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing. Open our minds and hearts right now to your word, Lord God, as we go forth in Romans chapters 13 and 14. Bless us, Lord God. Anoint us, Lord God, and illuminate your word before us so that we understand what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking and what you were saying in those days when this was written, oh, Lord God, by your disciples. Move in us, oh, God, that we might adhere to every word that you have spoken, Lord God, and that we draw closer and closer to you, Lord. Your word says as we draw nigh unto you that you will draw nigh unto us. Here we are, Lord, in your presence once again, Lord God, praying before you, Lord God, praising your name and worshiping the God of all gods, the King of all kings, Lord God, the true and the living God. Oh, Lord God, we come before you, Lord God, because all power is in your hands, and you are able, Lord God, to make those crooked places straight. You are able to make those things that were wrong in our lives right. You are able to turn us, oh, God, on a dime, oh, God, and we submit ourselves before you, Lord God, so that you can do just that. Move, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray. Open our minds and hearts to receive in Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm reading and you're hearing from Romans 13, chapters 13 and 14. Hallelujah. Governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject, not only because of the wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes. For they are God's ministers, attending continually to this very thing. Render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to be awake out of sleep. For now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust. Receive one who is weak in the faith, but not to disputes over doubtful things. For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him. Who are you to judge another's servant? To his master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand. One person esteems one day above another. Another esteems every day alike. Let each be fully convinced in his own mind. He who observes the day, observes it to the Lord. And he who does not observe the day, to the Lord he does not observe it. He who eats, eats to the Lord, for he gives thanks, for he gives God thanks. And he who eats, and he who does not eat, to the Lord he does not eat and gives God thanks. For none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end God, Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, each of us shall give account of himself to God. Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in our brother's way. I know and am convinced by the Lord Jesus that there is nothing unclean of itself, but to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. Yet if your brother is grieved because of your food, you are no longer walking in love. Do not destroy with your food the one for whom Christ died. Therefore, do not let your good be spoken. Therefore, do not let your good be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these to God and approved by men. Therefore, let us pursue the things which make for peace and the things by which one may edify another. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food. All things indeed are pure, but it is evil for the man who eats with offense. It is good neither to eat meat nor drink wine, nor do anything by which your brother stumbles or is offended or is made weak. Do you have faith? Have it to yourself before God. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves, but he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because he does not eat from faith. For whatever is not from faith is sin. I have read and you have heard from Romans chapters 13 and 14. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader's ears and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. God bless you. God keep you and God anoint you. God, that may his face shine upon you on today. Amen. We're looking for great and mighty things to come forth from the hand of God. Amen. Sometimes those great and mighty things are correction. If it is correction, yield yourself to the Spirit of God and allow him to correct you, because a loving Father who corrects you does it to keep you safe from harm. Allow God to do that, and you will become a son. Amen. He wants you, amen, to have the riches of this life. He came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. All the abundance of the earth, amen, God is giving to those who serve him, those who call upon his name, those who humble themselves before him. Amen. He has given us great rewards and great benefits just by yielding, just for yielding unto him. And who would not yield to a God such as this? Amen. He is present whenever we have need of him, even when we are all alone and we try to call this one and that one and they cannot be found. The Lord is always there. Amen. Call upon the name of the Lord in your time of trouble. Call upon the name of the Lord in your time of joy. Praise his name and worship the God of your salvation. Because he is worthy. He alone is worthy. Amen. And he is here. Jehovah Shammah, he is there. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. I hope you will continue to stay with me as we continue in this journey in a year in the Word. God bless you. God keep you. God anoint you. Amen.